Ezekiel chapter 7. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, "You, son of man, thus says the Lord to the land of Israel, an end, the end, has come on the four corners of the land. Now is the end on you, and I will send my anger on you, and will judge you according to your ways. I will bring on you all your abominations. My eye shall not spare you, neither will I have pity, but I will bring your ways on you. And your abominations shall be in the midst of you, and you shall know that I am Yahweh." So God says here, right, this is it. No more chances now. This is an end, the end. I will not have pity on you. But you know, God did bring that end upon them, and he still pitied them, and he still gave them another chance, many more chances. And all you can say is that this is not that God is somehow not to be taken seriously. This is the parent who says this from the heart, no more chances. But because they are his children, the father still spares them and has pity. And this is how God has been with Israel. Now, as soon as I realized that, I immediately don't think, oh, great, yeah, well, yeah, let's just carry on. We'll be good with God. No, I feel, oh, yeah, I don't want to abuse that. He is such a good God, the best father. I don't want to abuse that. And I hope that's how you feel. Thus says the Lord, an evil, a one-time evil, behold, it comes. An end has come, the end has come. It awakes against you. Behold, it comes. Your doom has come to you, inhabitant of the land. The time has come. The day is near. A day of tumult, and not of mere echoing on the mountains. So it's as if he's saying, yeah, well, I said it was coming before, and it didn't. And that might have sounded as if it was just echoing on the mountains. But no, this is for real. And yet, although he did judge them, yet he still saved them, he still pitied, he still gave them yet more opportunities. And really, you see the greatness of his grace and of his passion and emotion toward us. Never think that God doesn't care, that God's disinterested or somehow doesn't have any feeling about whether you are saved or not. No, he desperately wants you to be saved. Just look at the example of his feelings toward Israel. Now will I shortly pour out my wrath on you and accomplish my anger against you and will judge you according to your ways. And I will bring on you all your abominations. And yet later we are to read that in fact God did not judge them according to their ways, but he spared them. But here he says, my eye will not spare, neither will I have pity. I will bring on you according to your ways, and you shall know that I, Yahweh, do strike you. Behold the day, behold it comes. Your doom is gone forth. The rod has blossomed, pride has budded. You can see how, as often you find in the prophets, the real essential reason for all their sin, all the idolatry, all the wickedness, was their pride. It is pride that God hates so much. It's pride that stops repentance. It was pride at the time of Ezekiel that stopped Zedekiah repenting. And this is what happened. This was the fruit of pride. Pride has budded. Violence has risen up into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, neither of their multitude nor of their wealth. There shall be nothing of value among them. The time has come. The day draws near. Don't let the buyer rejoice nor the seller mourn. That is because the prices for everything is so low. For wrath is upon all its multitude. So people were selling off what they had very, very cheaply. But in the end, God says nothing of value will be left. Their wealth could not save them. For the seller shall not return to that which is sold, even if they be still alive. The vision is touching the whole multitude. None shall return, neither shall any strengthen himself in the iniquity of his life. They have blown the trumpet and have made all ready, but none goes to the battle, for my wrath is on all its multitude. The sword is outside, and the plague and the famine are within. This is talking about the siege of Jerusalem by the Babylonians. He who is in the field will die with a sword, and he who is in the city runs away from the Babylonians inside Jerusalem. Famine and plague will devour him. But those of the ones who escape shall escape, and shall be on the mountains like doves of the valleys. all of them moaning, every one in his iniquity. All hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. They were no longer going to be bragging about their strength, or we're going to fight to the last man. No, they shall all clothe themselves with sackcloth. Horror shall cover them, shame shall be on their faces. They shall throw their silver in the streets, and their gold will be as an unclean thing. Their silver and their gold will not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of Yahweh. They will not satisfy their souls, neither fill their stomachs, because it has been the stumbling block of their iniquity. So it was their love of wealth which was their stumbling block. You might say, ah, but wasn't it the idols? Well, the idols were nearly all fertility gods. That's what the Baal was. It was a god of fertility. All these gods were to do with fertility. Worship the idol, and you'll get big harvests, which meant silver and gold. And so, actually, their love of idols was because they loved wealth, and this is what made them stumble, and it is what makes so many people stumble today. Oh, I've got no time for all that God stuff. Oh, I'm not going to read the Bible. I'm busy. I've got to pass my exams. I've got to get on with my career. I've got to make money, and then I've got to spend money. I've got to go on this expensive holiday, and so on. I will give it into the hands of the Gentiles for a prey, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil. My face will I turn also from them, and they shall profane my secret place. That's the Holy of Holies in the temple. Robbers will enter into it and profane it. Make the chain, for the land is full of bloodshed, and the city is full of violence. Therefore I will bring the worst of the nations, and they will possess their houses. I will make the pride of the strong to cease, and their holy places will be profaned. So again, it's the pride and the love of wealth which all go together. You know, look, I'm wealthy. Look at what I've got. Look at my flash, whatever bit of technology that I've bought. Look at my flash home. Look at my flash clothes. So the love of wealth and pride go together. Destruction comes, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. Mischief will come on mischief, rumour on rumour. They will seek a vision of the prophet, but the law will perish from the priest and counsel from the elders. The king shall mourn, Zedekiah, and the prince will be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do to them after their way, and according to their own judgments will I judge them, and they shall know that I am Yahweh.